This week, the White House says it will lay out a plan for kids ages 5 to 11 to get their COVID shots. The Pfizer vaccine is expected to be authorized within weeks. For now, federal regulators are looking into how safe and effective the lower dose shot is for children in that age group. And to talk about this, Dr. Joseph Domokowski joins us live. He is a pediatric infectious disease physician with Upstate Medical University in Syracuse and has been instrumental in the trial phase for children. Doctor, welcome to Prime.
Thanks very much.
So younger kids ages 5 to 11, will this make a big dent in the pandemic?
It's the next step. It's another tool for controlling the pandemic and getting us back to where we used to be pre-pandemic times. Bringing this down to age 5 first and then to even younger age groups in the months that follow is really the goal.
We've seen how politicized and divisive COVID vaccines have been for adults. And now for children, obviously, there's a huge looming battle over mandates and what's to come, whether parents want to get their kids vaccinated. How do you convince parents that there won't be adverse long-term effects of the vaccine itself and that the benefit outweighs the risk?
Yeah, I don't convince anyone of anything. I provide the information. I explain how vaccines are safe and effective in general. Vaccine hesitancy is not a new topic for pediatricians or infectious disease specialists. We've been dealing with this as long as I can remember. So I think it's important to convey factual information and answer people's questions in a authoritative manner by the experts.
Good answer. You were a principal investigator in the trial. Were you nervous about this at all with these really young kids? And was there anything you learned along the way that maybe surprised you?
Yeah, you know, the thing that surprised me the most, I've been doing clinical vaccine trials in children for almost 30 years. What surprised me the most here was the number of people that were contacting my team begging for a slot in this trial. We had thousands of families, literally, that were asking for these slots, and we had a limited number to enroll locally.
Wow. We spoke with a doctor last week who said parents should think twice about vaccinating kids who have already had COVID as long as they have the antibodies. Do you agree?
Absolutely not. I think it's important that we boost their immunity from their primary infection. We know that infection can happen after the primary infection. They can be reinfected later. It's important to optimize the protection that these kids have for reducing transmission in school, for reducing the possibility that these kids will have complications from an active infection.
And I want to talk to you about the Delta Plus variant. We're reading about that now spreading in the UK. The CDC says it's highly contagious and may be more resistant than other strains of COVID, but that vaccines are still effective. Does that sound right?
It sounds absolutely spot on. The vaccines that we currently use in the United States for adults and under emergency use for adolescents and younger kids, really down to age 12 now, are expected to be fully active against this variant of the Delta strain.
That's good news. We always anticipate whatever's happening across the pond might come here next. Do you think that is expected?
I have stopped predicting what this virus is going to do. It has the potential to mutate and evolve, and we have to evolve in sequence with it. We have to try to keep up with it so that if we need to modify the composition of our vaccines, we do so in real time. And the beauty of this mRNA technology for both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines is that that can happen very, very efficiently.
So as far as the timeline with children, what should parents expect?
Yeah, there's a couple of steps that still need to happen. The advisory group to the FDA is going to meet on Tuesday. They're going to discuss the data from the clinical trial. The clinical trial goes for another year and a half to continue collecting efficacy information about how well the vaccine works. But we have the 3-month safety and 3-month efficacy data already, and that's the package that went to the advisory group to the FDA, and it's being reviewed. Once the advisory group makes their recommendation to the FDA will make their decision. And then the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, working with the Centers for Disease Control, will explain to us how we should best implement those recommendations. So that's going to take several weeks, and then bringing the new formulation, right, in the pediatric formulation vials that have to look and appear differently, because we don't want to be mixing up vaccines and inadvertently giving children adult vaccines or vice versa. So all of that has to happen. We have to have plans in place in our communities, and we have to be ready to go. It's very likely this will happen in the next several weeks.
All right. Exciting news. Dr. Domokowski, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
My pleasure. Thanks for getting the word out.